Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I was thinking about that. A long time ago, I did a study on Psalm 46:10, see striving and know that I am God. And it was so interesting to learn that the word know there is an intimate word, a word of intimacy, that like nothing comes between you and God. And I started to think about that in the areas where we strive is because of unbelief. In that place, we don't know God intimately. And we think, I can't slow down because I got to do this thing. But if we slow down and we spend time in his presence, as you say, and he brings life to our soul, things fall into place a little bit more. Say a word about just how that's been a reality in your own life and the ripple effect of how that's changed things for you.
You know, I just look back over my life and I look at that well-meaning 20-year-old who was going to change the world for Jesus. And God in his wisdom didn't, he just did not reward my striving. And in fact, he didn't let my dreams come true. And he frustrated and he confounded me in a lot of ways. And I remember asking someone, you know, because I have this burning desire in my heart to be used of the Lord. And I would ask people how to go about it, and no one really had the answer until I heard this woman speak from a woman's conference, and she said these words. She said, "Our job is to deepen the message. It's God's job to broaden the ministry."
Wow.
And when I took those words as my marching orders, everything changed. Because I really had been trying to do it apart from him. You know, like, here, God, I'm going to do this for you. I didn't understand that John 15 is such a picture of the relationship that Jesus wants to have. Our only responsibility is just to stay connected to the vine. And if we'll stay connected to the vine and tend our relationship with him, then fruit happens. We don't have to strive. We don't have to make things happen. Fruit just comes out of that intimacy. And, you know, I'm so glad that God didn't reward my striving. I'm so glad that he didn't give me instant success and allow me all the things that I thought I needed. Instead, he brought me, it's almost as though he narrowed me and he pruned me down to a place where it was just me and him. And if there's anything that is of any worth, it's come out of that. I guess I'm just almost in tears just thinking that I could have missed it. Mm. And how many of us do? How many of us kind of settle for a workspace Christianity, not knowing that there's this friendship and this relationship awaiting us? We were not made for the ladder, climbing, trying to reach God. We were made for the garden and for intimacy with him.